The Collision, where sports and politics smash. Thursdays at 10 a.m. and on iTunes and Google Play. WPFW, Washington, D.C.
Welcome to WPFW Washington, 89.3 FM, WPFWFM.org. This is the Hour of We the People. I'm your host, David Whetstone. If you're new to the program, We the People engages the issues of race, history, politics, and culture. Today, we're going to look at jazz and justice through music. Not just the mere expression through musical notes, but words and craft offer meaning and purpose. To help me help you enjoy that topic and understand it, I have three colleagues today, Lady Murr, Dr. Saiz Kamaluddin, and Kabah Soul Singer. They'll be joining me for this hour, and it's a pleasure to have my colleagues who do the work that they do. Lady Murr, thank you for being with us.
Hi, and,
we have to keep the formalities. We're not in the clubhouse.
Hello,
so allow me to just tell the audience that you're a singer-songwriter, you're an actor, a director, and a radio programmer, and you host Don't Forget the Blues, the Tuesday edition, noon to one, every Tuesday. Also, you have a show called Borderlines on WOWD LP Radio. So you're known for being, besides a radio programmer, an artistic director. You've worked for the Serenity Players. You've directed numerous plays. I believe you did a radio play for WPFW. Estrada. You have also appeared on television in The Wire and in an independent movie called Crazy Like a Fox. You're a former actress. I still think you're acting. Forgive me. I can be so bold. Yeah, and you've been with the groups Color Me Human, She Company, The Venus Theater, which focuses on women's issues, and you were in Butterfly Waltz at the Anacostia Playhouse. You've got a CD out. It's called Lady Murr Done. So without further ado, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
I think I'm doing all right, especially since I'm with you today.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, it's a pleasure to welcome you. Let's just get right down to it. How long have you been with WPFW? And then tell us your origin secret. How did you get into the blues?
Well, I have been with WPFW about 32 years, which is really strange because I'm only 25 years old and I'm 25 forever.
Mm-hmm. And I'm utterly shocked at the new information. Tell us a little bit about what you do with your program.
Okay, well, I do Don't Forget the Blues on Tuesday. It's the Tuesday edition, Tuesday Blues Day. You asked me how did I get with WPFW and the blues. I started out years ago doing overnight jazz. And I did that for a long time. And then at another point, I did world music. And then I had a reggae show for a little bit. And I ended up with the blues.
But why the blues? Is it part of your roots or what?
Hammett Blewett told me that you can't be alive if you don't deal with the chakra of the blues, because all music stems from the blues. And I, at that point, I was like, but you know, it's all sad and it makes people want to get drunk and all kind of stuff like that. He said, no, you got to go down to your chakra and deal with it. And when I started really getting into it, I realized that yes, when you listen to the blues, by the time you get through, you're happy. You're over everything.
Somehow you've made it, huh?
Yes, I did. And I love it.
And
it tells stories.
Yes, it does. Indeed, it does.
So it works with the acting and everything else that I have been doing, because I love to tell stories.
And has the blues been reflected in any particular play or production that you've been involved with?
No, except that in anything that I have done, there's been conflict. And where there's conflict, there's the blues. So maybe not precisely, but definitely around it.
Uh-huh. Okay. And am I getting it right? You do perform and sing the blues.
I do, but I perform and sing jazz, and I perform and sing pop. So I perform and sing music because I'm just a music lover. And I'm more of a songwriter because I like to tell the story. I'm a songwriter that just likes to sing. I just like to sing. I'm always singing. I'm always making up songs. You know, I might greet you walking down the street with a song. I just make them up. Yeah.
Is there anything particular you're in good company in the noon hour on this station?
Yes, I am.
What is it that you're trying to do with the show?
I try to get the happy blues, the upbeat blues. I try to get people, you know, tapping their feet and moving around in their chair and just smiling, because the guitar lick may have taken them somewhere that they didn't intend to go, or the lyrics may have made them laugh or something like that. I tried, to bring the joy of the blues out.
All right. And you said that the blues for you tells very much the story, a story of humanness, humanity, of getting
yes.
through hard times and winding up in a good place, no doubt.
Yes.
Some of the artists that you work with, when I listen to your show, I hear a very eclectic mix, but it very much makes sense to me. Are you approaching things thematically? Do you have favorite artists? I'm asking for that secret sauce.
I'm not that heavy. I truly am not that heavy. I go with the feeling. I go with the flow. I like all kind of jazz. I like the Piedmont jazz. I like the jazz from Mississippi. I like Chicago jazz. I like, blue-eyed jazz. I like, the soulful all the way down to Robert Johnson. I think it's really the story. What are you talking about? What are you saying today? And how does that? I love Kingfish. I just absolutely love Kingfish. I feel like he's like 23 years old, and he's like the future of the blues.
It's funny you mentioned that. WPFW, we're Jazz and Justice. Uh-huh. We're part of that is just being inclusive of the blues. I cannot think of any programmer who doesn't think the blues is not here to stay. It seems like the blues are forever. Are you doing anything special? I understand that you're part of our cavalcade of radio personalities this Sunday at Malcolm X Park at the first inaugural kickoff of the WPFW Jazz and Justice Festival. What are you going to be doing this Sunday?
Well, I have developed a medley of blues, maybe about four or five blues tunes that I have made, you know, into a medley. And then I plan to go into possibly one jazz thing that I have done on the CD with Chaney Thomas. And the rest of them will be my songs, which are witty kind of things, you know, like I got one called Even My Cash Is Bouncing. I have one called Pump and Pay, You Don't Get Nothing for Free Today. If you think, you know, you can take me for granted and turn around and want me romantic, if you think, you know, things that I write.
Oh my goodness.
That I write with my little weird head.
Mm. And you said all this is reflected in your latest work. Have you been performing of recent in the D.C. area?
Yeah, I do. Mainly because I think of myself as a songwriter, singer. I do go to, can I mention Xenia with David Ilvesaki, who was also my co-producer of my CD. He plays, and I go there, and I sing with him there. And I also go around, you know, to people that ask me to do things, and I do it. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if we want to understand the blues, what are some of the recommendations that you have for us?
Well, people, I like to start with Etta James, you know, the female, and Coco Taylor. You know, of course, there's Bessie Smith and Donna Washington. I like to start with them. And my baby, Billie Holiday. Oh, my goodness. See, you got me talking, and then it's everybody. And then I go to Howlin' Wolf, you know. I like Muddy Waters. We have Phil Wiggins, who passed recently. He was a gem, you know, with his harmonica and all.
Yes, he was. Wasn't he commemorated last year at the Silver Spring Blues?
Absolutely. He was international, but he was just a gem. So I go around and I listen to different people, and when they move me, if the music moves me, then the song is on the playlist. Okay. I can't tell you exactly intellectually because I feel with my heart, you know, it's my heart. When you touch my heart or I stop and like, I got to listen to this again. I got to turn this up. Then I know I got something going on.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
I'll testify. Okay. Well, listen, I have our two other colleagues joining us.
Oh, okay.
I realize that our visit is short, but it's such a pleasure to introduce you to our audience in this hour.
And, it's so nice because they basically kind of know me one way, but there's a whole bunch of myrrh. Okay. Many, many myrrhs in the myrrh, and it's nice to get another myrrh out there.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you for being with us again.
Thank you for asking me.
Ladies and gentlemen, right here on We the People, in this portion of the hour, Lady Murr. She is the programmer and host of the Tuesday edition, every noon hour of Don't Forget the Blues. Lady Murr, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
All right, and take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. And next up, Dr. Sais Kamaladeen. Welcome, Dr. Sais. And
yes.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Yes,
me?
I can hear you loud and clear. You're right on the mark.
Great.
So let's deal with your rich biography, which will give a good introduction to our audience. You're a 1989 graduate of Howard University with a master's degree in musical performance, jazz studies, and flute. You received your PhD in music research, otherwise known as ethnomusicology, from the University of Maryland College Park. And you're also a graduate in music education from Texas Southern University in Houston, Texas. You've taught at the Duke Ellington School of the Arts, the University of Maryland Global Campus, and Gallaudet University. Internationally, you've lectured at the Evelyn Hone College of Music in Lusaka, Zambia. And in 1995, you received the J. William Fulbright Scholarship for scholarly research in Southern Africa. While you were in Zimbabwe, You were the principal flautist for the Harare Symphony Orchestra in the 1995-1996 season, and you served on the faculty of Zimbabwe College of Music. So in addition to your duties as the coordinator of graduate studies at Howard University, you've been a professor of flute studies at Howard for the past 26 years. In addition, you serve on the faculties of the Suitland Center for the Arts in Forestville, Maryland, and the University of Maryland in College Park. Importantly, important to me and to our audience, you're the host of Jam Session Life Music that starts Thursday morning at 12 midnight and goes into Thursday morning to 2 a.m. It amazes me that you play 9 musical instruments and you've taught music and performed extensively throughout Washington, D.C.'s metropolitan area for the past 43 years. What an accomplished person. Thank you.
And now that our time is up, it's been nice talking with you.
But that was necessary. I really, multi-instrumentalists need to get respect, you know? Well, obviously, from an early start, your life is dedicated to music.
Yes,
tell us even more about your odyssey, and then how did you get to WPFW, and how long have you been with us?
I came to WPFW my first year here in Washington. I came to Washington to study at Howard University in 1983 to get my master's degree. And I wandered into the 8th Street studios at WPFW. And other than the person on the ad, the only person at the studio at that time was Fish Middleton, the great Fish Middleton. And he was so warm and so welcoming to me in my interest in being on WPFW that I decided this was the place that I needed to be to further develop that side of what I do musically.
And you're in good company, since many of our programmers are music educators and have been recognized as such. You know, I enjoy your program periodically, and I talk to friends. Some of us do the overnight thing, but give the audience some idea of what you're trying to do with your programming.
That's a great question. My program is perhaps one of the most eclectic on the station, in that from week to week, my goal is to play an absolutely different aspect of our community's musical creativity. There's no shortage and no limits to the creative musical environment that our community has. And because WPFW promotes 360 degrees of our greatness, I said to myself, I'm going to try to take full advantage of that freedom and present as much of it as I possibly can. And so each week, I invite my listeners back the next week to hear something completely different than they just heard that week, if that makes sense.
Yeah, indeed it does. What artist would display this, like, mission, this purpose that you have?
What artist would display this?
Yes. Well, who have you played?
Oh, sir. Last week, let's take something recent. Last week, I did a category, a genre called Ethiopian jazz, otherwise known as Ethio jazz. Before that, I did maybe you could call it gospel music. I've had full gospel shows. You could call it straight ahead jazz. Sometimes I would do what's called spirit jazz. Sometimes I would do something called, I've done country shows, country music shows with artists from our community only.
Oh, interesting. Well, I heard the only part, but what I tune into is in each of these genres that you mentioned, somehow world beat is expressed. There's no corner of the earth that's left unexplored.
Absolutely. That's because our music is so universally received and so universally appreciated that there's nowhere that exists that we haven't had a profound impact. And sometimes I think we are put in a box and that only a few genre titles are attributed to our community. When the truth is, we drive the entire global music world.
You know, I'm very curious how, or can you explain to the audience how this fits in with your academic activities, with your community activities? Can you tell us more about that?
The idea that my teaching at Howard University is to not let our students be one trick, one genre people. We are so universally esteemed that it is, I think we rob ourselves when we only have one view. I run across people all the time who take one slice of the tremendous pie that is world African music, and they only like that. Well, I only listen to gospel. I only listen to straight ahead jazz. I only dig hip hop. I only dig house. I only enjoy this. When the piece of the pie right next to it, same ingredients, same spiritual essence, somehow it evades you. And so my goal is to get everyone to at least appreciate that what you love, and there's nothing wrong with loving one particular thing or one particular bite out of this huge pie. There's nothing wrong with that. But just understand that just because you only love that piece does not mean that the other pieces are not integrally related to it and of the same essence, of the same spirit.
You know, allow me a short, at least two short anecdotes that you might be wanting to riff on. Charlie Parker was known for loving country music, and some of his colleagues interrogated him, and he said, "It's the story. It's the story."
Absolutely.
Then I understand Miles Davis was at Newport in a year where Mr. Wine invited Sly and the Family Stone and I think Led Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Davis was particularly interested in Sly Stone and his band and really noted the tremendous response from the crowd. So it goes to show you how what you say is very much true.
Some of our people are shocked when they find out that one of the most popular genres of music on the West Coast of Africa, all up and down the West Coast of Africa, Ghana, Senegal, all over there, is country music. And I don't mean country music like Charlie Pride and those Drake giants. I mean country artists that many of us would say we don't want to hear that. They absolutely love it. And it's like you said, it's dealing with human emotions, it's dealing with the story, and that's what African music is. At the root of African music is a story and some wise idea that's trying to be transmitted.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned West Africa, and it gives me an opportunity. Hopefully, I'm not taking advantage of you. Can you tell us about your teaching and cultural experiences in your time on the continent?
Of course. For the past 10, 12 years, every year, I take a group of students, usually students, to someplace on the continent. Last year, we went to, where did we go last year? Oh, we went to Ghana. The year before that, we went to South Africa and Zimbabwe. The year before that, we went to Senegal. We've been to every part that I can raise the money to get to go to. And the idea is I want to get the students on the continent as early as possible because so many of us live our entire lives and don't put our feet anywhere on the continent? What if instead of waiting till we're 40, 50, or 60, what if we got the experience of going home at 16, 17, or 18? And now you carry that with you your entire life. And so my goal has been, if I could just get your feet somewhere on the continent, you're changed forever. And I wish that our audience could certainly experience that, but just could see the change in the young people, some of the foolishness and insanity that we embrace because we're here and don't understand where we're from. When you go and you see another entire world where you are in charge, you are at the top of the food chain, it just transforms you, especially young men. We have a scarcity of young men at Howard University. It's 90% female in every category. But the young men are transformed when we take them somewhere where they are the head, not the tail.
And dare I ask, you do that not only in formal academic university settings, but I think my understanding of you is that you have these students really experience music in the community. Am I right about that?
Oh, sure. Sure. There's no greater calling than to take what you've learned, take the musical ideas you have, the musical talent, the musical technique and ability, and the intellectual understanding you have of our true nature, and take it to the community from which you come. There's no greater calling than that, to do all this work and then present it to others, often at a high price. Sure, that unfortunately is sold to us as having made it. But the true having made it is to bring life and wisdom to the people from whom you came.
Well, even now, and obviously with your show, again, Jam Session Life Music, Thursdays at midnight into Thursday morning, you offer a lot of riches. Can you give us some understanding of what you're going to try to do this Sunday with the appropriate details, please?
Oh, yes. This Sunday, I have had the honor, privilege, and pleasure of being invited to participate in what I understand is the first annual Jazz and Justice Festival presented by WPFW. Now, if WPFW is presenting it, it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be absolutely great. And we're going to, my group is called Men World Music Duo. It's just two of us. But we're going to present four different styles of music, all from our community, that hopefully will show the riches of our community, but highlight the abilities and skills that we try to bring to the stage every time we go. So I'm not exactly sure when during the day we'll be presenting, but it's going to be my honor, like I said, to present to this great audience that we had and that sustains WPFW as they do.
And you mentioned that you're going to perform as a duo. What instruments are you going to be using?
This time I'm going to play harmonica. Miyuki, our general manager, seems to love that, so I had to promise to do that. I'll play harmonica. I'm going to play the flute, the instrument I primarily made my living with for the past 40 years. And I'm going to play an instrument called the handpan, which some people are not familiar with. And I may pull out something else, too. I'm not sure right now, so you have to show up to see what that's going to be.
A mystery. Well, we're coming up on our halfway point of the show. I thank you for visiting with us. I'm just going to be freestyle here and give you the last words. Any last words you want to say to our audience before we say goodbye for now?
Yes, I'd like to encourage everyone who appreciates WPFW and appreciates what the giants who participate and keep WPFW alive, you appreciate what's done. This big event that we're having on Sunday, please support it. WPFW exists because the listeners are the people, primary people who fund what's happening. You see other
listener support, entirely listener supported.
You see other entities being cut short because they have depended on other sources of revenue than their listeners. And so somebody else controls them. But that's not true for WPFW. There's nobody threatening us because our community, the people who listen and learn and enjoy what we do, are the source of our income. I'm encouraging everybody to continue to support WPFW, but one way you can do it is to come out this Sunday and bring out what we're all about.
So, Doctor, I join you as well as other programmers and staff to say thank you to our audience. We've been speaking with Dr. Sais Kamaldeen. He is the host of Jam Session, Life Music, right here on WPFW, midnight on Thursdays. Thank you, Doctor. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a joy. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're at that halfway point in our show. Part of our duties to you, are part of our pleasure, is to inform you what's going on in our community, what's going on around the world, and with information that's somewhat helpful to you. I've got one more guest to visit with us to talk about his participation with the station and the upcoming festival this Sunday. Stay with us. We're going to listen to some public service announcements and be right back after this.
Are you ready for this Sunday, June 22nd, noon until 8 p.m.? WPFW, in collaboration with Washington Parks and People, present the Jazz and Justice Festival. This event is an activation of music, poetry, social justice, and labor teach-ins, elders' circle, visual art, wellness circle, and a kids' corner in Malcolm X Park. Performers include Sais Kamaldeen, Lena Cycli, Lady Murr and Friends, Paul Bailey Quartet, Blacks, Myths, Substantial with DJ RBI, Kaba Soul Singer, Proverbs Reggae Band, and the Soul Searchers, with sets by DJ Abby, Lance Reynolds, Rita Burns, and Underdog. There will also be an art exhibition curated by Adrian Ferguson of The Art of Noise, a film activation curated by Jordan Strudwick, and a community presented by Milani Douglas. The Jazz and Justice Festival this Sunday, June 22nd, noon until 8 p.m. at Malcolm X Park. An afternoon of joy as resistance. Details at WPFWFM.org. Oh, 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 I got
my boots on the ground. Peace, family. On Sunday, June 22nd, at WPFW's Jazz and Justice Festival at Malcolm X Park, WPFW invites community filmmakers to join the music. During the festival, in the Josephine Butler Park Center next to Malcolm X Park, WPFW will host a community film showcase celebrating liberatory stories of resistance, resilience, and rhythm. Short works, 12 minutes or less, whether first-time experiments or seasoned productions, will be welcomed for submission at films@wpfw.org. Submissions will remain open through midnight, Wednesday, June 18th. Technical polish is secondary to vision, heart, and voice. This is an open call, and there is space for every perspective that fits under the 12-minute time limitation and reflects our community's values. Once more, the submission email address is films@wpfw.org. WPFW, making the world a better place, one broadcast at a time.
And welcome back to We the People. I'm your host, David Whetstone. We're coming up on Juneteenth and a celebration where we invite you, the community, to join us at Malcolm X Park on Meridian Hill Park. This Sunday, throughout the day, you'll hear various details about that. Joining us shortly will be Kabal Soul Singer. He's a Florida-raised, Washington, D.C.-based, plant-powered soul singer of Black traditional musical forms. So that includes jazz, blues, soul, and R&B. He studied at Hampton University. He's also a fitness enthusiast, known for his performances and tribute to legendary musicians such as Marvin Gaye, Gil Scott-Heron, Sly Stone, and Bill Withers. Kabah Soul Singer is also a former singer for Black Notes. He's presently a vocalist for the Earth, Wind & Fire tribute band and the Groove Spot band and show. My good friend and colleague is the host of Jazz and Justice, African Deep Thought. That's Mondays between 3 and 5 p.m. And so we'll talk to Kabah Soul Singer. I understand there's a little delay, so I'll be with you shortly. And I'm going to ask our engineer just to play another public service announcement. Yeah. And Kabah, are you there with us, brother?
I am here. How you doing, my brother?
All right. Sorry about that little glitch. We don't want to deny you any ounce of time to tell people what you do, your story, and such. Just let's jump right into it. You're obviously a life fully dedicated to music and craft, and that means something more. It means a reaching and an offering of culture. Tell us about your odyssey.
Well, for sure, man. It's been a long one, but no, we don't have all that amount of time, much time. But I've basically been singing since birth. I'm a son of a singer. I grew up in the South, down in Florida. So grew up in church, of course, like a lot of Black folks, started singing there. Been here in D.C. for quite some time, and I performed with several groups, including the Earth, Wind & Fire Tribute Band, the Groove Spot Band and Show, the Hi-Fi Soul Band. And then I do my own thing, and I also do tributes to Gil Scott-Heron with his longtime band leader who lives right here in D.C., Kim Jordan. So we've traveled.
Yeah, that was just recent. Of course, being in D.C., as well as my native New York, there are a lot of people who are very fond of the brother who has transitioned into greatness, Gil Scott-Heron.
Yes. Yes, he's one of my inspirations, a wordsmith. He was a scholar and an intellect. I don't think people give him enough credit as being an intellect, but he was definitely that, and it showed in his work.
And I'm forgetting right now, but part of his work is, I believe, if not two, at least one novel that he's written. And if you search out his name, you will see that novel. It's back in print.
The Vulture. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
The Vulture. And it's also the name of a song that he did as well, called The Vulture as well. It's more of a bluesy type of tune. He called himself a bluesologist, and he did not necessarily believe in the categories that the music industry tends to like to, you know, put people in, because he felt like his music was universal.
We lost Brother Sly Stone. Can you make some remarks of what he means to you? And let's just continue to honor and celebrate his life and work.
So in addition to being a singer, as you know, David, I'm also a programmer on WCFW. I have a show that airs on Mondays from 3 to 5 p.m. It's called Jazz and Justice, African Deep Thought. And just this past Monday, because I wasn't on the show last Monday, I did a tribute to Sly Stone, because he is definitely one of my biggest musical influences. His impact is tremendous. I don't think people give him enough credit as a vocalist. He, of course, was a multi-instrumentalist. He played four different instruments at least, very well and proficient. But his voice, myself as a vocalist, I drew a lot from, of course, the music, but also his voice. His vocals were just amazing and outstanding. And ironically, the day before he transitioned, I did a gig where I closed out the gig with Thank You. It was not supposed to be the last song, but I just felt the energy was so high, and he was channeled, I believe, so deeply, you know, with myself, through myself, and also the musicians. But I was like, you know what, let's just end it on that note. And then, lo and behold, the very next day, he passed away. And somebody I saw recently told me that they believe that was not an accident, that was some kind of divine and universal order that was at play. And I tend to believe that.
Yes. Listen, I am hearing a little bit of feedback. You might want to reposition yourself audio-wise, just to let you know, because I want to go on with this. And allow me also to reflect on Sly Stone and say, one of the pleasures is the musicianship everybody had a space to do their thing, and it just came together and complimented each other. So forgive me, I'm forgetting the trumpeter, I'm forgetting her name, but she not only punctuates certain songs, but it was an arranger and composer for the group and even reached beyond the immediate group's performances. Of course, Larry Graham and his bass thumping also is something else to behold. And then, like you said, all this came together to complement each other as far as really honoring voice and presence of each musician. And that's something that you magnify with your show, as I've listened to African Deep Thought. A couple of things, just loose pieces here. While we were waiting on you, I introduced you as a plant-powered soul singer. Will you explain to people what that means and why it's important to you? And Kaba, I've lost you for the moment. I assume we'll have you back in a moment.
I think you might have me back.
Okay. I was asking, I mentioned in your biography that you're a plant-powered soul singer. Can you explain that to people?
Yes, for sure. But before we go on, Cynthia Robinson is the sister you were talking about who plays trumpet. She passed away about 10 years ago, but she also was a phenomenal vocalist herself. Yes, plant-powered. I've been plant-based, vegan for the past 30 years. Actually, this year will be 30 years. I raised my children that way, and I feel like it was not only good for my vocals, but it was also just good for my health overall. I have avoided all of the so-called ailments that run in the family. I believe it's because of my lifestyle choices. I do it for myself, of course, for my health, for the animals, and then for the planet. I believe it's good for all three.
All right. And I want to make sure without doubt that people know how you made your way to WPFW and how long you've been with the station.
Yeah, I've been at the station since 2016, May of 2016. I had a conversation with program director Katia Stitt, and she was, she welcomed me to the station. She felt like I would be a good fit and would fit in with the family, and I've been here ever since. And I look forward to many, many more years, and I look forward to this festival that's happening on Sunday because it's a chance for us to, touch each other and be around each other. Once COVID hit, it kind of set people back into this notion of always doing things virtual, and it has its place, it has its utility, but there's nothing like the connection of the human connection that we have, and WPFW Pacifica in general represents that much, very well. It actually is a catalyst for community, and that's what it's really all about. So I'm looking forward to being able to touch the people, be with the people, most of whom I haven't met, but I'm looking forward to not only meeting them, but then also performing for them and doing it for the good of the station.
Can you tell us more? You mentioned the festival. So what is it that you're going to be doing there? And then I do have some other questions for you.
Yeah, so at the festival, I will be performing with a quartet of very fine musicians. We have a very powerful set planned for the people, and it's going to be a people-oriented, focused set, and it's also going to be a set that kind of reflects a lot of the different genres that you hear at WPFW. So we're going to be doing some traditional jazz stuff. We're going to be doing some blues. We're going to be doing some soul, of course, and R&B. And a little bit of, we're going to rock out a little bit as well. So that's going to be great. And it will also feature some of the people that we've already discussed thus far this morning. And I'm looking forward to performing those songs as well as other songs as well.
Well, since you mentioned that, I cited other people that are your favorites and mine. Let me acknowledge that I know you've made a few public statements that Bill Withers is important in your, how can I say it, in your musical genealogy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bill Withers, man, Slab Fork, West Virginia's finest. He is one of my favorites of all time. His voice, he wasn't flashy, but what he gave us was just a genuineness and a depth that I think is still resonating to this day. He gave people anthems about their grandmothers. He gave us anthems about community with Lean On Me. He gave us anthems against war, with I Can't Write Left-Handed. So he gave us a song for all seasons, much like the Stevie Wonders and the Donny Hathaways, one of the great musical geniuses of our time. And also, he's also born under the sign of Cancer, like myself. So, you know, we have another deeper connection on that level.
You know, I really do appreciate that you're demonstrating something that I admire with many of our musical programmers. They are musicologists. They are music educators, and they give life to that. It's not floating factoids or trivia. You really explain why the music is relevant, empowering, quite enabling of good things. That being said, I want to acknowledge that often your show is thematic. Can you explain your approach? Again, you don't offer merely music. There are good, solid themes that are expressed throughout your show.
Well, David, that's why people love listening to you, because you're very perceptive. You know, as an artist, I don't approach a radio program as just a radio program. I approach a radio program as a work of art. So I try to paint a picture on the minds of the people. And so I use a multimedia approach. I'll have some music. I may have some speeches and lectures, you know, mix those things together and just create a canvas upon which people can project, you know, their greatest hopes and aspirations. And I feel like, you know, that's the beauty of a WPFW, because you can't do that in other places. I really want people to realize, I know people do, but I really want people to really realize the gem and the jewel that we have in this station, and that we have the freedom to stretch out and do that type of programming, because it is not the formulaic style of programming, the very staid, the very sanitized, you know, level of programming. It is quite organic and community oriented, and that's why this station has been able to be around for almost five decades.
So moving forward, you've got a few minutes, brother, to really tell us yet one more time the mission of your show, how you seek to serve people. And I'm just going to go freeform here. I'm not the best improviser, but you can have very much the last word, but if you could answer those questions first, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, Jazz and Justice African Deep Thought is a show that is coming from a Pan-African perspective, also an artistic perspective, also a community perspective, where we bring history and culture and art and music all together in a way that has a liberatory aim and thrust, much like some of the people that I've already mentioned before, the Gil Scott-Herons, the Bill Withers, Sly and the Family Stone, who was able to, you know, break a lot of the rules that were pretty standard in the music industry. We look to do the same thing. So much like the artists that I look to, I use their approach as well to my programming, as I just mentioned before, and try to bring it in an entertaining but also informative way, but also a creative and artistic way that will leave a lasting impression upon the audience and make it worthy of the support that people have found to give the station and the Pacifica Network in general. So that's really what the thrust of the station, of the show, is, in line with the vision and the mission of WPFW. And I'm really looking forward to Sunday, to perform for the people, to meet the people, to touch the people, to inspire the people. That's really what it's really all about. And people can follow me at Kaba Soul Singer. That's K-A-B-A Soul Singer on Instagram and Facebook. And then at African Deep Thought on Instagram as well. And that's African with a K.
And Kaba, Brother Kaba, I thank you for being with us this morning. You've been part of a lineup in this hour with Lady Murr and Dr. Saiz Kamaluddin. And I always wish you well. I am grateful to be part of the WPFW family. I'm grateful for listeners that choose to support us, not just financially, but also socially. The best thing we can do is tell each other about what's going on and what's important. Just tell another person, if you please. That's one thing that I think I can say freely. Let me remind you, there are plenty of good reasons to enjoy WPFW. For instance, at 3 o'clock, Jazz and Justice with Sophie's Parlor, a multiple of hosts. Sophie's Parlor offers culture and music by women, but for everyone. Shewanana at 2 p.m. with Zen El Amin, covering matters of Middle Eastern affairs. 1 p.m., Africa Now, with host Muiza Mutali and James Pope. They produce and host the show that is about African descended people, not only in the continent, but throughout the world, throughout the diaspora. And I would be remiss not to forget the blues. Don't forget the blues. Clarence the Bluesman Turner follows this program at 12 noon, because every noonday hour during the weekday, we remember the blues. Don't forget the blues. My thanks to our engineer, Mike Nasella, to the News and Public Affairs Department of WPFW. And most importantly, thanks to you, the listener, for indeed listening and supporting WPFW. Hopefully we'll meet again on the radio, and I ask you to take good care. Thank you.
Sunday, June 22nd, noon until 8 p.m., WPFW, in collaboration with Washington Parks and People, present the Jazz and Justice Festival. This event is an activation of music, poetry, social justice, and labor teach-ins, elders circle, visual art, wellness circle, and a kids' corner in Malcolm X Park. Performers include Saiz Kamaluddin, Lena Cycli, Lady Murr and Friends, Paul Bailey Quartet, Blacks, Myths, Substantial with DJ RBI, Kaba Soul Singer, Proverbs Reggae Band, and the Soul Searchers, with sets by DJ Abby, Lance Reynolds, Rita Burns, and Underdog. There will also be an art exhibition curated by Adrian Ferguson of The Art of Noise, a film activation curated by Jordan Strudwick, and a community presented by Milani Douglas. The Jazz and Justice Festival this Sunday, June 22nd, noon until 8 p.m. at Malcolm X Park. An afternoon of joy as resistance. Details at WPFWFM.org. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, I got my boots on the ground. Equal Portions is delighted to join Jazz and Justice Radio, WPFW, every Monday at 1 p.m. We're talking everything food justice, interviewing folks across all sectors, and playing the hottest new DMV music with your host, Stacia Lamira.
Hey, y'all. On Equal Portions, we'll be discussing all aspects of the way we interact with food, from the problems affecting our communities to the history and the story of the food around us and the local individuals within the food community. That's Equal Portions, Mondays at 1 p.m. on WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Still, it's a real good bet. Best is yet to come.
Hi, this is Robin Holden, the proprietor of Robin's Place. Every Friday evening from 7 until 10 p.m., Robin's Place is a mythical entertainment center consisting of four floors. On each floor of Robin's Place, we have rooms that are named after people who I think are icons in music, theater, and literature. We have the Nancy Wilson Room, the Joe Williams Room, the Gloria Lynn Room, the Frank Sinatra Room, the B.B. King Blues Room, the James Baldwin Library, just to name a few. Join me Friday nights from 7 until 10 p.m. as I take you on a musical journey you'll never forget. Robin's Place.
Come the day you fly, I'm gonna teach you to fly.
Code Pink, Women for Peace is coming to you live from Washington, D.C. and New York City, Thursday at 11 a.m. Code Pink Radio is an energizing new program focused on ending wars and militarism and building a peace economy. Listen weekly to robust conversation and inspiration from grassroots peacemakers from places like Korea, Yemen, Venezuela, Palestine, and Iran, as well as peacemakers in our nation's capital who are confronting war hawks in the White House and in Congress and modeling the actions we want our government to take. Again, that's Code Pink Radio, Thursdays at 11 a.m. on Washington, D.C.'s WPFW and New York City's WBAI, an engaging hour of cutting-edge conversation not to be missed.
We are women of the world. We're from the east, south, north, and west.
Greetings. WPFW is pleased to announce the relaunch of our major donor program, now known as the Jazz and Justice Circle. If you gave $1,000 last year or so far this year, you are automatically enrolled in this cherished group of listener members, and we thank you. Benefits of your membership are at WPFWFM.org under the Support Us tab at the top of the homepage is the Jazz and Justice Circle. Interested in joining this select group? Please consider a donation of $1,000 or more online at WPFWFM.org. Your donation helps WPFW build a better world one broadcast at a time.
WPFW swag in your life? Items that say, I support Jazz and Justice without saying a word. We've got you covered. Details and browsing at WPFWFM.org. Again, that's WPFWFM.org.
This is Rev Yearwood, and I am so excited to announce our new climate show, Think 100% Climate Friday. This show will keep you up to date on everything climate justice related in a rapidly changing world. We will discuss breaking news and updates on environmental issues, the climate crisis, COVID-19, and politics. This show will make tangible how the climate crisis is already impacting our lives and what you can do about it. So tune in every Friday at 9 o'clock a.m. right here on WPFW 89.3, your Jazz and Justice station.
Peace, family. On Sunday, June 22nd, at WPFW's Jazz and Justice Festival at Malcolm X Park, WPFW invites community filmmakers to join the music. During the festival, in the Josephine Butler Park Center next to Malcolm X Park, WPFW will host a community film showcase celebrating liberatory stories of resistance, resilience, and rhythm. Short works, 12 minutes or less, whether first-time experiments or seasoned productions, will be welcomed for submission at films at WPFW.org. Submissions will remain open through midnight, Wednesday, June 18th. Technical polish is secondary to vision, heart, and voice. This is an open call, and there is space for every perspective that fits under the 12-minute time limitation and reflects our community's values. Once more, the submission email address is films at WPFW.org. WPFW, making the world a better place, one broadcast at a time.
This is Baba Ize, your WPFW programmer of the 6 p.m. Thursday weekly liberatory educational show, hashtag You Must Learn. I'm inviting you to join us this Thursday, August the 19th, from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a special 2-hour radio show that will feature experts and educators as we explore